The Atomic Bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. By the Manhattan Engineer District, June 29, 1946. Reading by Dennis Sayers on the 63rd anniversary of the events. Section 1, including the foreword, introduction, the Manhattan Project Investigating Group, propaganda, summary of damages and injuries, and main conclusions. Foreword. This report describes the effects of the atomic bombs which were dropped on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6th and 9th, 1945, respectively. It summarizes all the authentic information that is available on damage to structures, injuries to personnel, morale effect, etc., which can be released at this time without prejudicing the security of the United States. This report has been compiled by the Manhattan Engineer District of the United States Army under the direction of Major General Leslie R. Groves. Special acknowledgement to those whose work contributed largely to this report is made to the Special Manhattan Engineer District Investigating Group, the United States Strategic Bombing Survey, the British Mission to Japan, and the Joint Atomic Bomb Investigating Group, Medical, and particularly to the following individuals: Colonel Stafford L. Warren, Medical Corps, United States Army, for his evaluation of medical data; Captain Henry L. Barnett, Medical Corps, United States Army, for his evaluation of medical data; Dr. R. Serber, for his comments on flash burn; Dr. Hans Beth, Cornell University, for his information on the nature of atomic explosions; Majors Noland Varley and Walter C. Youngs, Corps of Engineer, United States Army, for their evaluation of physical damage to structures; J. O. Hirschfelder, J. L. McGee, M. Hull, and S. T. Cohen of the Los Alamos Laboratory for their data on nuclear explosions; Lieutenant Colonel David B. Parker, Corps of Engineers, United States Army, for editing this report. Introduction. Statement by the President of the United States, quote, 16 hours ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy. That bomb had more power than 20,000 tons of TNT. It had more than 2,000 times the blast power of the British Grand Slam, which is the largest bomb ever yet used in the history of warfare. Close quote. These fateful words of the President on August 6, 1945, marked the first public announcement of the greatest scientific achievement in history, the atomic bomb, first tested in New Mexico on July 16, 1945, had just been used against a military target. On August 6, 1945, at 8:15 a.m. Japanese time, a B-29 heavy bomber flying at high altitude dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima. More than 4 square miles of the city were instantly and completely devastated. 66,000 people were killed and 69,000 injured. On August 9th, 3 days later, at 11:02 a.m., another B-29 dropped the second bomb on the industrial section of the city of Nagasaki, totally destroying 1.5 square miles of the city, killing 39,000 persons and injuring 25,000 more. On August 10th, the day after the atomic bombing of Nagasaki, the Japanese government requested that it be permitted to surrender under the terms of the Potsdam Declaration of July 26th, which it had previously ignored. The Manhattan Project Atomic Bomb Investigating Group. On August 11th, 1945, 2 days after the bombing of Nagasaki, a message was dispatched from Major General Leslie R. Groves to Brigadier General Thomas F. Farrell, who was his deputy in atomic bomb work and was representing him in operations in the Pacific, directing him to organize a special Manhattan Project Atomic Bomb Investigating Group. This group was to secure scientific, technical, and medical intelligence in the atomic bomb field from within Japan as soon as possible after the cessation of hostilities. The mission was to consist of three groups. 1. Group for Hiroshima. 2. Group for Nagasaki. 3. Group to secure information concerning general Japanese activities in the field of atomic bombs. The first two groups were organized to accompany the first American troops into Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The primary purposes of the mission were as follows, in order of importance. 1. To make certain that no unusual hazards were present in the bombed cities. 2. To secure all possible information concerning the effects of the bombs, both usual and unusual, and particularly with regard to radioactive effects, if any, on the targets or elsewhere. General Groves further stated that all available specialist personnel and instruments would be sent from the United States and that the Supreme Allied Commander in the Pacific would be informed about the organization of the mission. On the same day, the 11th of August, the special personnel who formed the part of the investigating group to be sent from the United States were selected and ordered to California with instructions to proceed overseas at once to accomplish the purpose set forth in the message to General Farrell. The main party departed from Hamilton Field, California, on the morning of 13 August and arrived in the Marianas on 15 August. On 12 August, the Chief of Staff sent the theater commander the following message. Quote, "For MacArthur, signed Marshall. Groves has ordered Farrell at Tenian to organize a scientific group of three sections for potential use in Japan, if such use should be desired. The first group is for Hiroshima, the second for Nagasaki, and the third for the purpose of securing information concerning general Japanese activities in the field of atomic weapons. The groups for Hiroshima and Nagasaki should enter those cities with the first American troops in order that these troops shall not be subjected to any possible toxic effects, although we have no reason to believe that any such effects actually exist. Farrell and his organization have all available information on this subject." Close quote. General Farrell arrived in Yokohama on 30 August with the commanding general of the 8th Army. Colonel Warren, who was chief of the radiological division of the district, arrived on 7 September. The main body of the investigating group followed later. Preliminary inspections of Hiroshima and Nagasaki were made on 8, 9, and 13, 14 September, respectively. Members of the press had been enabled to precede General Farrell to Hiroshima. The special groups spent 16 days in Nagasaki and 4 days in Hiroshima, during which time they collected as much information as was possible under their directives, which called for a prompt report. After General Farrell returned to the U.S. to make his preliminary report, the groups were headed by Brigadier General J.B. Newman, Jr. More extensive surveys have been made since that time by other agencies who had more time and personnel available for the purpose, and much of their additional data has thrown further light on the effects of the bombings. This data has been duly considered in the making of this report. Propaganda. On the day after the Hiroshima strike, General Farrell received instructions from the War Department to engage in a propaganda campaign against the Japanese Empire in connection with the new weapon and its use against Hiroshima. The campaign was to include leaflets and any other propaganda considered appropriate, with the fullest cooperation of Sensipac of the Navy and the United States Strategic Air Forces. He initiated promptly a campaign which included the preparation and distribution of leaflets, broadcasting via shortwave every 15 minutes over Radio Saipan, and the printing at Saipan and distribution over the empire of a Japanese language newspaper which included the description and photographs of the Hiroshima strike. The campaign proposed 1. Dropping 16 million leaflets in a period of 9 days on 47 Japanese cities with population of over 100,000. These cities represented more than 40% of the total population. 2. Broadcast of propaganda at regular intervals over Radio Saipan. 3. Distribution of 500,000 Japanese language newspapers containing stories and pictures of the atomic bomb attacks. The campaign continued until the Japanese began their surrender negotiations. At that time, some 6 million leaflets and a large number of newspapers had been dropped. The radio broadcasts in Japanese had been carried out at regular 15-minute intervals. Summary of damages and injuries. Both the Hiroshima and the Nagasaki atomic bombs exhibited similar effects. The damages to man-made structures and other inanimate objects was the result in both cities of the following effects of the explosions. A. Blast, or pressure wave, similar to that of normal explosions. B. Primary fires, that is, those fires started instantaneously by the heat radiated from the atomic explosion. C. Secondary fires, that is, those fires resulting from the collapse of buildings, damage to electrical systems, overturning of stoves, and other primary effects of the blast. D. Spread of the original fires, B and C, to other structures. The casualties sustained by the inhabitants of both cities were due to A.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?